Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. Today's guest is a sexual assault survivor, an activist, an advocate, an inspirational speaker, an executive director, and a former police officer. In 2017, she was raped. And on the cusp of taking her life, she learned about the Me Too movement. And she said it literally saved her life. And at that point, she decided to give meaning to the trauma that she had experienced by sharing her story with others in the hopes of helping them find the hope and healing that she found. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Greta McLean. Welcome, Greta.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. It's an honor.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you are here because, as I mentioned to you before we hit record, it's such an important subject, and so many people shy away from it, but they don't understand what the trauma does to people. They don't understand how it stifles people's lives, how just it kills the spirit inside. And I think it's especially important for the Christian community to hear this story, because oftentimes I think that we think it can't happen to us. And that we know that's not true, especially with all the things that have been coming out in the news concerning church leadership. This can happen to anybody. And if it does happen to someone, we want people to know that there is hope and healing. So, Greta, will you share your story with our audience?
Yes, ma'am. As you stated, I am a former police officer. Had left the department in 2000 and worked at other nonprofits. And then in 2017, I was traveling back home and had stopped at a truck stop to use the restroom and had only gotten a few feet from the car when I felt him grab me and shove me against the hood. And it had never occurred to me that, you know, even though it had been 17 years, so I'm 17 years older, in 17 years without practicing, I still felt like I should have been able to defend myself, but I wasn't. And for somebody who'd spent almost two decades trying to protect others, it was not only the rape itself was traumatic, but realizing that I couldn't even protect myself was very traumatic as well. And I couldn't really even admit it to myself that it had actually happened. I made excuses for my injuries. I refused to talk to people about it because, like I said, I didn't want to admit what had happened to me, and I definitely didn't want to tell others. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because, unfortunately, so many survivors are blamed for their assault. And it had never occurred to me that an officer or a former officer could be raped. So I was terrified people wouldn't believe me, even with the injuries. And keeping it a secret, as we all know, ignoring problems don't make them go away. Yeah. So all it did was make me fall into a really deep depression. And I got to the point where every single night I was praying that God would let me die in my sleep. And after about 3 months of that prayer, I was to the point where I figured God didn't care. He was just going to let me keep suffering. He wasn't going to answer my prayer. And I decided exactly how I would end my life. And I was writing goodbye letters and had gotten through all of them just fine until the very last letter. And just couldn't find the right word. So I set it down for a minute, trying to clear my head. And I realized I was on Facebook. Don't remember picking up the phone. Don't remember getting on Facebook. But I was scrolling through and I kept seeing the Me Too hashtag for the first time. Mm. I had no clue what it meant. Hadn't watched television, read newspapers, anything. Been on social media for probably about a week. But when I figured out what it meant, it really struck me how many people I knew personally had gone through something at least somewhat similar as me and found the courage to keep going. Mm-hmm. And that gave me the strength that night to say, let me just get through today and I will worry about tomorrow tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that became my daily mantra. And it also, seeing that and knowing the power of such a very simple form of storytelling, it inspired me to start sharing my stories, because they can be incredibly powerful. If the hashtag can save a life, then actually sharing your story can't hurt, for sure. And it made me realize that even though I can't or couldn't protect myself, and that I can't always protect others from sexual assault, I can sit with them. I can listen to them. I can believe them and let them know they aren't alone and that people care. And that's become my mission. And I feel like it was God's way of answering my prayer and me realizing that, you know, bad things happen in life. You know, we all have free will, and things, good things happen, bad things happen. But with this happening to me, he inspired me and gave me a purpose so that I can turn my trauma into something healing, not only for myself, but hopefully for others as well.
Yeah. From trauma to triumph. That's what I think of it. From trauma to triumph. So you did start an organization called Silent No Longer. Can you tell people about it and what you hope people will receive once they engage your organization?
Yes, ma'am. I started the organization in 2018, and we primarily focus on creative expression. Again, a simple form of storytelling is what saved my life. So I want to give survivors opportunities to share their story in ways in which they're comfortable. Not everybody can sit in front of a camera for a podcast, and not everybody can get up on a stage and share their story, but they can do it maybe through painting or drawing or mixed media, poetry, different things like that. So that is our primary focus, is providing those outlets for survivors so that they can tell their story in ways that, you know, they choose. And then it can also be powerful for others who view it. There's something very powerful about paintings and sculpture and art. And the goal is to also help reach others who maybe haven't dealt with their trauma or have kept it a secret or are still in the process of healing. So it not only helps our clients, but hopefully it helps the community at large when they see it and realize, you know what, if they can do it, maybe I can. And it hopefully is giving hope to others.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're not just stopping with your organization. You have something exciting on the horizon. So I want you to tell people what's next for you.
Yes, ma'am. We just started filming a documentary film called HEAL, which stands for Healing, Empowerment, Action, and Liberation. And we are following four survivors of sexual assault. And they will be telling their stories of assault, as well as how art and creative expression has helped them process their trauma. One of the things that we're also focusing on is how it affects the community as a whole and how different parts of the community can help others heal. Yeah. We actually interviewed a pastor yesterday about how she has openly discussed parts of scripture that talks, not explicitly, but you can tell through the scripture that it's discussing sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't shy away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, she will say, you know, this is, you know, consent was not given. And, you know, she feels mm-hmm. that she has to, as a pastor, has the obligation to make people feel safe. If there are people in the congregation that want to disclose or need to disclose mm-hmm. and know that they aren't going to be judged and that it's a safe space and a sanctuary for them. So we're incorporating things like that, as well as people throughout the community, how especially people of color, transgender people, homeless don't necessarily get the same resources as maybe I would as a white woman. So we're trying to show the disparities in services and the fact that sexual assault, it impacts businesses. They lose an average of 70%, yes, I'm sorry, $70,000 a year in productivity, which means that per survivor, that means loss of income or loss of profits. Loss of profits means less taxes being paid. That could mean we may not be getting the enough firefighters or paramedics for our community. It may mean that we aren't getting sidewalks built that need to be built. It may mean that our schools don't get the funding that they need. So it impacts all of us. And that's the purpose of the film, is to let people know, survivors know, you aren't alone, and for the community to understand why we should all care about it and work towards ending sexual violence.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Can you tell people how they can connect with you?
Yes, ma'am. They can go to our website, which is www.silentnolongertn, like Tom Nancy, .org. You can contact us that way. You can find us on Facebook at Silent No Longer TN. And you can always email us at contact@silentnolongertn.org. If you aren't in Tennessee and you're looking for services or programs, we are more than happy to research for you and get you in contact with people in your immediate area. And we've had a couple people come to us asking how they can start a similar organization. We are more than happy to work with others who want to start something, a program similar to us, and kind of tell them, give them our blueprint and help them however we can. That's the goal. No matter where you live, we just want survivors to be able to have a space where they feel safe to express themselves and to heal and to find hope.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. As we wrap up your interview, what is the one thing you feel like people should know and that they can implement in their life today?
There's always hope. No matter how gloomy it looks, you may have to look for it a little bit, but it's there. Stay focused, look for the bright spots, and don't give up. Don't give up, because as somebody who was this close to giving up, I'm certainly glad I didn't, because I've been able to heal and I've been able to help others, and there's no better feeling than that.
Yeah, absolutely. CWS audience, you have heard her. You don't have to stay in your trauma. You can turn that trauma into triumph, but not only for yourself, but you can do it for other people, bringing hope, letting people know that they are not alone. And if you have experienced this and you have been feeling lonely, if you are considering suicide or in any form hurting yourself, please reach out. Reach out to Greta and her organization. Call the National Suicide Line. Nobody wants you to leave this earth. You have a purpose. You have a greater purpose. And let's take what has happened to you, that evil thing that has happened to you, and use what you've learned from it to turn it into something good for others. You have a reason for surviving. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.